Very good, and I see if I haven't sent this properly to Ken, but of the two, I have one up. I'll send you the RFK one, Ken. But anyway, we have a piece there from Dolores Cahill being interviewed by, let me get the names right. Will I just go down here and get it right? I read out the wrong name there. It's Dolores Cahill being interviewed by, oh dear. get it here. Yeah, James Corbett. That's correct. Thank you, Ken. That interview, James Corbett talking to Dolores Cahill. If you play that one now, that'll be good. Okay. It's about freedom of travel under this entire regime of COVID. Yeah, James Corbett interviews Professor.
Hello, friends. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com, with another edition of Solutions Watch here in January of 2021. And as I know you know by now, I am a Canadian living in Japan, which in the era of COVID-1984 means that I do not know when, how, or under what circumstances I will ever again see my Canadian family, because I am not going to get masked up and tested and vaccinated and whatever else is coming along as requirements, quote-unquote, for international travel. And I know I am not the only person in this boat. I know many, many people who are in similar circumstances who may not even get to go visit their sick or parents or all sorts of different real things are playing out. Incredible real-life dramas are playing out each and every day in this era. And it is a human travesty, but we are not focusing on the travesty. We are focusing on what we can do about it. And amazingly, there are people working on this very problem, including today's guest. We're going to be talking to Dolores Cahill, a professor at UCD, University College Dublin, but who is specifically working as one of the co-founders of something called the Freedom Airway and Travel Alliance. I probably have that wrong. It is at freedomairway.com. Freedom Airway and Freedom Travel Alliance. And of course, I'll put the link into the website so you can go and read about it in detail. But let's bring Professor Cahill on to talk about it. Dolores Cahill, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, James. A real pleasure to be on. And I'm a fan of yours. And thank you for all the work you've been doing.
Well, more importantly for today's conversation, thank you for spearheading this effort to do something for people like myself in a position not knowing when or how international travel will resume. I note that as we are recording this conversation, I just saw a new article on Wall Street Journal, U.S. to require COVID-19 tests for all international visitors, which may or may not impinge on your plans. Let's find out about it. First of all, this is your first time on the program. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're coming from.
Yeah, so very briefly, my degree is in molecular biology. My experience is in immunology. I set up a company in 1997, sold it 2019, around developing diagnostic tests to improve the diagnosis of autoimmune disease and cancer. I worked in the Max Planck to develop that technology, patented it. And for about 20 years, I've been advising governments. I was on the Government Advisory Science Council for 10 years. I've been an expert in the EU, and I worked in the European Commission around in the unit for the global coordination worldwide, including in between Europe and China. And I was responsible for health globally in 2013, 2014 during the Ebola crisis. And I also ran a biosafety lab class 2-3 and would have worked in a biosafety lab class 4. And I've been working in research integrity and the validation of results published. And that should be the primary way of getting promotion and, you know, whether articles are considered to be of high quality around research integrity, autoimmune disease and validation of results.
That is an incredible resume. And here you are forming the Freedom Airway, Freedom Travel Alliance in order to help people move across borders without submitting to the various health checks and balances and all of this stuff that was coming in, the tests and everything. That's quite a leap. What makes you interested in this subject in particular?
So I think what I've been really aware of what's going on for 25 years in the health community. And I saw, SARS-1 in 2002, 2003, how the, fear-mongering and calling pandemics when it was not necessary is kind of a method that's been used globally in the health sector to try and push certain agendas, but also in the university and academic sector and in all aspects of government and life. I've seen how the freedom of speech is being curtailed, and I've spent more than 10 years looking at natural law. And around this, why I did this is that people need to be given full informed consent around vaccination and adverse events, and also to be told that we have inalienable rights, not only of freedom of speech, freedom of travel, but also bodily integrity, and that that is the natural law, universal law, and the governments are there to uphold these freedoms. That's their primary responsibility. And that if they don't do that, that we have to push back. And I also was involved in 2018-19 in setting up a freedom party in Ireland around freedom of speech. So my life's work is really in the last 10 years or so to ensure informed consent in relation to medical procedures, to recognize that people have inalienable rights of bodily integrity, that whether it's the EU or the United Nations, WHO or any government, they cannot infringe on those rights. So really, where we are now around Freedom Airways is to inform people that to travel, which is inalienable right, they cannot coerce you or force you into getting a PCR test or to a vaccination. And so what we're doing now is to say the airways will allow people to travel without infringing on their inalienable rights. And it's using the free market to push back on the globalist agenda.
Now, I am 100% on board with that. I think the real question here is how do we start spearheading this? And as I say, I'm just looking at this right now, but the latest headline, U.S. to require COVID-19 tests for all international visitors. This article doesn't make clear what counts as a test for the purposes of this new requirement from the CDC. So are we talking about legal challenges to this, or are we talking about physically assembling people to move? And what other plans do we have here?
So I think that's a very good question, James. So I suppose the thing is, if you realize that you have inalienable rights, right, to freedom of speech, freedom of travel, bodily integrity, then if anybody infringes on those, it's actually unlawful, potentially criminal, and it's against your rights, including enshrined in the natural law, but also anyone forcing you to do it or committing a crime. And it's against their code and their regulatory, you know, whether it's a police, whether it's somebody in the passport office, or if it's a doctor that's coercing you or forcing you, they can actually be struck off. You can sue their medical indemnity insurance. And it's a crime, and it's against their ethics and the Nuremberg Code. So I think what we need to do is just educate people. So I've been involved, you know, in obviously we have freedomairway.com, which we're trying to now get groups of people together to support us in developing policy, also making people aware of their legal rights and then taking precedence cases. But also I'm very happy to be and proud and honored to be president of the World Doctors Alliance, which is also to educate doctors as well that they should not be involved in doing unlawful, criminal and coercive behavior. And then just in November, you know, with people like Dr. Heiko Schoening and Manika Helleberg around and Mads Pavic, we've set up the World Freedom Alliance, because we have to actually bring lawyers together with doctors and scientists. But also we have a pillar for innovation, which this comes under. And as you know, we're very honored to be working with Catherine Austin Fitz and world experts like Professor Richard Werner in the banking economic arm. So to address what's going on. And we do want to set up a new system of regulation and international law so that to ensure that people are not involved in criminality. So to specifically answer your question, Freedom Airways will leverage now the network we have of lawyers, so that if you fly on Freedom Airways, that you can then be covered. That is the idea, that if you come to a passport, you know, or immigration, the idea would be that you would actually either have something printed out to say, you know, you cannot force me to do a test, or potentially we would ideally like to have hotlines of lawyers, we'll say in Canada, that would say, or potentially the ideal thing would be if you fly on Freedom Airways, we would be able to have pre-negotiated that or potentially take legal cases, you know, precedence cases in the country. So if you were flying from Dublin to Toronto or Dublin to Miami, that we might take the precedence cases to ensure our inalienable rights. And why the Freedom Airways, I think we can push, say if there is 1 in 10 or 1 in 5 people in the world that actually will not wear a mask or not be involved in this coercive behavior, that we could say we will actually build the tourist industry in the countries that Freedom Airways will go to. So while the globalist agenda is to cause, you know, the rundown of small businesses, restaurants and hotels, I think people are waking up to that actually the hotels, will say in Dublin, we're in lockdown, or in Belfast, are now essentially worth nothing, right? Because there's no income. The restaurants are bankrupted. They still have to pay rent. They still have to pay their mortgages. But actually their property is now no longer, you know, worth what it was supposed to be. That we can in Freedom Airways say, well, actually, we could potentially open up Dublin, right? So not only if we won a case to say, you know, this is, you cannot lawfully do passenger locator or force PCR testing, we can then say, well, we can actually put 400 flights into Dublin and fill your hotels, right? You know, that we can actually push. So we're in touch now. I'm in touch with like 4 countries in Africa, with the governments in South America. And, you know, we have people in the World Freedom Alliance from all over the world. So we could say we can actually fill up Dublin hotels, right? If we ensure that you don't have to wear a mask. So it's a combination of the free market. And why I proposed this in an interview in a thought experiment was that I knew that it costs more money when airplanes are grounded to maintain them. They still have to pay the slots. And I was going around, you know, taking photographs of closed shops in airlines and airports that were empty. So it costs more money to maintain the planes. The pilots can't fly if they don't have so many hours. They've already ordered the kerosene and they're paying the insurance. So that actually we will, if we get people to become members, prepay for flights and then say, well, which airline are going to give you the flights? And we know about 40% of the fleet of the world airlines are grounded. And essentially, if those planes are not used, they're actually going to be worthless. And, you know, in the future, we may actually buy or lease long-term terminals because the globalists have decimated this industry. But it's actually the best time to start considering buying airports or leasing long-term airplanes.
This is the brilliance of this idea, is that there are so many people whose interest lies in resuming all of these things that we once took for granted, that they're now having to physically impose themselves between us and them. And yes, so many people have an interest in this. The hoteliers, the business owners, the souvenir shop owners, the airways themselves, the airlines themselves that are, as you say, spending money to ground planes. There are so many people who stand to benefit from this idea. All we need to do is collect the people who are interested in this and use that essentially as a bargaining chip. Look, we can fill up your hotels. We can make you thrive again if you will allow this.
And, you know,
happen.
There are certain countries like Tanzania and Brazil, right, that never had a lockdown, or there's, you know, you have the experiment in North and South Dakota, right? So the beauty of it is that we can, you know, not only boost the economy, but then in a free market way, say to other people, you, if you were living in North Dakota or whatever, do you really want to be bankrupt? And they would either, we have a pillar for political parties in World Freedom Alliance, is to help people actually stand for election. And what we're saying all over the world is ordinary people need to stand for local government elections and also for country elections in order to actually say, you know, I would be saying the politicians are not serving the people who pay their salaries. So we just need to stand as a group of independents all over the world, recognize what's going on. And I would say their families will be ashamed of the politicians, the ministers and the prime ministers for generations, you know.
Now, I notice on the website that this isn't simply a theoretical idea. There is a section for flights and trips where there is apparently a trip to Florida that is planned for next month. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think what we want to do, and also, you know, Brazil is open as well. So we want to pick countries and hubs in the world. So we are hoping to have a flight either from London to Miami or from Dublin to Miami. So we have a membership option on the website. And if we can get enough members, we can prepay a flight, you know, return flight to the airlines and then start booking seats. But I mean, and we are hoping that we can make a profit on the first flight and then multiply it up. So that is the plan. But the other plan I just want to mention maybe is that I'm launching a project in the last few weeks to sequence PCR tests. Because this whole, you know, lockdown is based on positive PCR tests. But actually, in the diagnostic world, in PCR, you would never diagnose with just a positive or negative. You have to actually sequence what is the test measuring. And, you know, there was 1,500 PCR tests were sequenced in October 2020, and all of them were influenza A and B. Not one were SARS-CoV-2. So the legislation of all the lockdown and the so-called pandemic and public health emergency is based on the causative agent of COVID-19 being a coronavirus. So what we are, what I am personally doing is going to sequence PCR from informed consent from people in Ireland and the UK. If those sequences are not SARS-CoV-2, which would be, I think, a biological impossibility in January 2021, that then we can say to the governments, and I am intending to take an injunction in Ireland to the High Court, if the sequences come back as influenza, that the government cannot be reporting cases as COVID-19 or coronavirus. They have to be influenza. And the medical doctors cannot be putting causes of death because they are required to treat people based on whatever the causative agent is, and they can be struck off. But also they can be sued under medical negligence by people who have false diagnosis. But the other thing that I am going to initiate is for people who are quarantined, like if you can't return to Canada, or if in Canada they are using these tests and they are false, that people can then sue the ministers and prime ministers and the diagnostic companies and anyone administering the test. And the reason is that the ministers and prime ministers are spending citizens' or people's money, and that is under procurement, and there are commercial, you know, contracts. And if they should be testing whether these tests are testing for SARS-CoV-2 or something else, if they are spending money and the tests are not detecting the causative agent, SARS-CoV-2, then they are engaging in fraud. And that is malfeasance in public office, which is a crime in Canada, Ireland, UK, America, 5 to 10 years. But the prime minister personally can be sued because that's malfeasance in public office. So any indemnity they may have had does not apply if they have not done their duty of care to check that the testing was correct. So the way to actually bring down the lockdown is to actually sue personally the person that is requiring you to do the test, the manufacturer of the test, the hospital and the doctor, and the, you know, okay, the advisory committees.
Okay, okay, we'll pull it there and then we'll go back to Dolores Cahill after the break, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And finish out, I think there's only 5 or 6 minutes left, with Dolores Cahill and her Freedom Travel airline. And she's an epidemiologist and she's fighting very effectively this appalling criminal activity, the way the COVID government campaign is running in all these countries. Okay.
Individually, and the ministers and prime ministers, right? And so we will be launching, we might take a number of precedence cases. But we will be, and I was on 3 Zoom calls yesterday with about 50 countries, telling them that every country should be launching the sequencing of the PCR tests themselves. And we will be spearheading it, obviously, and I will be. But this will actually stop the lockdown worldwide, right? Because all of the legislation is based on SARS-CoV-2. If that is not the product of the test, or if there are, we have heard from whistleblowers in America that they detected SARS-CoV-2 in the buffer of the PCR test. So that would, of course, be, you know, potentially commercial fraud, diagnostic fraud. But individual people can sue the doctors. And the way to target it is to sue them individually or their insurance.
I think none of this will end until some of the people involved in this chain of command, just following orders, start to feel the personal legal effects of the actions that they're taking. So that's exceptionally important. And that that obviously dovetails in with the idea of Freedom Airway and opening skies once again, so that hopefully these tests will not be a requirement for whatever immunity passport they're trying to work
on. And maybe, James, just to finish that off real quick, is that when you can target as an individual or a family, you know, like there is a sadly, a 42-year-old who died, you know, when the test was taken, you know, that I'm working with, right? So not only are there issues with the testing, but you can actually sue the indemnity insurance or that person individually. So what's interesting is that you don't need the police and you don't need to go to court, right? It's actually a civil matter. And in Ireland and in the United Kingdom, we have lawyers that are taking those cases. And so part of what we would like to do in Freedom Airways is to use, you know, some of the money to push precedence legal cases for individual people. And of course, we do not want to be suing doctors, really. Or, you know, if you have an immigration officer or a police officer that's doing unlawful behavior. But we actually, this has gone on now for a year. We have to actually make them, as you say, personally responsible. But the other thing is for doctors, if they want to renew their indemnity insurance as a professional, they will have to say if there are legal cases, you know, waiting. And so if you have, you know, thousands of Canadians that cannot go home, we can actually take legal cases and actually get the people who cannot go back to Canada to actually file the paperwork for their doctors in Canada, so that when those doctors have to apply for indemnity insurance, they can potentially have 2,000 claims, and each of those people, the claim could be 100,000. So they will then not, their insurance will be higher than other people, or they may not get insurance. So therefore, they cannot work as a doctor. You know, they are not insured. And that is the way to actually, you know, target the globalist insurance companies and to target doctors that are engaging and making money from these tests that we think are unlawful.
All right. I certainly hope that people can understand the importance of this idea and the work that you're doing here in spearheading this. It's such an important part of, as you say, the inalienable human right to freedom of travel, freedom to even just return to your own home and see your own family. It's absolute insanity taking shape all over the globe right now. So this needs to happen. How can people out there who are interested in this, A, find out more information about this, and B, support this work?
Yeah, so that, thank you so much for the opportunity. So freedomairway.com is one. You can become a member and you can support us. So that would be to help us to build up a fund to get the first flight or to develop policy or potentially to take legal cases. The other one is just DoloresCahill.com, which is just information from my interviews and things that are there because they have been censored. And then also you can look at the worldfreedomalliance.org, because that's where we're trying to spread this message throughout the world as well, and also the World Doctors Alliance. And I will be setting up something myself in order to advance the legal cases that I'm taking, and that will probably be in a month or so. And the information about that will be DoloresCahill.com. So I really appreciate the opportunity, James, to get the message out.
I appreciate the work you're doing, and I'm sure this probably won't be the last time that we talk, or I certainly hope not. So you can update us on the various projects you're working on in the future. And I'm very much looking forward to that Freedom Airway flight from Tokyo to Dublin. I'll be one of the first passengers.
Lovely. Thank you. And I suppose...
Okay. Very good. But Dolores Cahill, she is an outstanding woman. She's speaking at public meetings in Britain and Ireland, and she's one of the most pivotal people who should have been put in charge of the Operation Ireland. What did they do? In Ireland, they took the advice of Big Pharma, Houlihan and Company. Again, gross, gross criminality. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, We can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Back here for the break, and just regarding that interview with James Corbett and Dolores Cowell, you can pick that up on activistpost.com. Go to activistpost.com. James Corbett, he's a regular contributor with written articles and video interviews on Activist Post, and you'll pick that up very quickly. And it's worth getting it transcribed. There's a lot of very good information there of how to trip this entire thing up. I may play that again next week in a section where we're not rushing. But we'll go to a piece now which is absolutely life-enhancing and uplifting, I have to say. Never would I think I was saying this about one of the Kennedy clan, but apart from JFK, but Robert Kennedy, who didn't go into politics, I'm pretty certain. He's not in politics as Senator of the Congress, but he's devoted his life to protecting children, especially from vaccines. And the interview with him is, there you have it, Ken. It's nearly 19 minutes impassioned speech by Robert F. Kennedy. This is very good. Okay.
Hey, everybody, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here, and I cannot tell you how happy I am to be able to have this opportunity to talk to thousands of citizens in 15 countries on all the continents in the world who have come together today to protest this coup d'etat by big data, by big telecom, by big tech, by the big oil and chemical companies, and by this global public health cartel led by Bill Gates and the WHO that now amounts to $2 trillion and wants to magnify and amplify its wealth and its power over our lives, over our liberties, that wants to subvert our democracies, that want to destroy our sovereignty and our control over our lives and our children's health. And I want to remind you, those of you who are not Americans, of something that every American child learns when we're growing up in this country about our history. During the Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt, who was one of the greatest presidents in American history, said to the American people, the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. And we grow up hearing that, but people don't really understand what it means. But it was a very, very profound warning by Roosevelt, because he saw what the Great Depression was doing in Eastern Europe, in Italy, in Germany, in Spain, where that crisis was turning people towards fascism. In the Eastern countries, where the same crisis was turning citizens and governments towards communism, and also causing the collapse of governments all over the world. And in our country, in the United States, it's hard for people to remember today that almost a third of the people in our country were completely disillusioned with capitalism and wanted to turn to communism, and another third wanted to turn to fascism. And Franklin Roosevelt wanted to preserve our country for democracy, for free market capitalism, for civil rights, and to preserve our Constitution. And he recognized that the weapon of authoritarian control was going to be fear. And when I spoke a few weeks ago in Berlin, I reminded the people of Germany of a very famous story that happened during the Nuremberg trials after World War II, when Hitler's closest lieutenant, the head of the Luftwaffe, Hermann Göring, was asked by one of the prosecutors, how did you get the German people are the most educated people in the world, they were some of the most tolerant people in the world. The Weimar Republic was one of the strongest democracies in the world. How did you take these people who were so well educated and so awakened and so tolerant and turn them into obedient slaves who committed some of the worst atrocities in human history? And Göring said, oh, that's a simple thing. And any of you can look up his quote, and I urge you to do so. And he said, and it works not just in a fascist government, but it works in a democracy, in a monarchy, in a communist government, in any government that you want. The job of the government is to put the people in fear. And if you can keep them in fear, you can get them to do anything that you want them to do, that they will turn into sheep. And there's a famous book by Naomi Klein that all of us should read called Disaster Capitalism. And that book shows, it's a historical chronology of all of the times during American history and the history of the world during the Great Depression and during the financial collapse in 2008, and during the financial collapse in Chile, for example, in 1973, during the time of the World Trade Center bombing, that authoritarian elements in a society and large corporations and wealthy plutocrats and oligarchs, wealthy families and individuals, use crises to shift wealth upward, to obliterate the middle classes of those countries, and to clamp down totalitarian controls. And of course, it's an obvious thing that people who are used to voting for their governments are not going to vote for policies that make the rich people richer, that give corporations even more power over their lives, that reduce democracy and reduce civil rights. These are not good vessels for populism. In order to transform the government so that it will reward the rich with even more wealth, the people who want to do that in the large corporations, who want to orchestrate that kind of change, have to get rid of the civil rights. And the first civil right that they begin with is freedom of speech. They need to clamp down censorship. because censorship is the most important right. In our country, we put it number one, the First Amendment, the Constitution, because all the other rights depend on it. If a government can hide what it's doing, it can get away with anything it wants. If a corporation can lie to you and conceal information, if there's no transparency in a democracy, you do not have a democracy. Oh, if you want to get rid of all the other rights, like freedom of assembly, which you are exercising today, some of you are exercising at great threats. Some of you will suffer. Some of you will be jailed. Some of you will suffer injuries. But that is a basic right. The right to freedom of expression, the right to jury trial, the right to freedom of religion, the right to privacy, the right to have governments that don't spy on you and keep your information. All of those other rights can only be subverted if they begin by imposing censorship, by being able to silence people who want to speak. So the coup d'etat that we are all fighting today is a coup d'etat that starts with a conspiracy between the government agencies and the big technology companies, the Silicon Valley billionaires, people like Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, and the people who run Google and Facebook and Pinterest and all of these other Silicon Valley corporations who are now in this conspiracy to make sure that we cannot talk about our grievances. We cannot say bad things about pharmaceutical products. We cannot question government policies that make no sense to us. And I'm going to say a few things about some of those government policies. Number one, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I follow the facts. I don't know that the COVID illness was laboratory generated in Wuhan. There is plenty of evidence that it was, but not enough evidence for me to say that it's a fact. My question is, why don't we know the answer to that? Why is Tony Fauci not being asked that question? Why is President Trump not launching an investigation? Or President Xi or the presidents of any of these countries saying, where did this come from? Because we need to know that. The global citizens, this is the worst calamity in history. And nobody seems curious about where this actually comes from. We know it didn't come from a bat in the wet market in Wuhan. And that story was a fable that it now has no basis, in fact. And we have Nobel laureates, and we have large institutions and investigative agencies and prosecutorial agencies are saying, we think it came from the Wuhan lab, and we think that it may have come from studies that were funded by Bill Gates and Tony Fauci. I don't know if this is true, but why are government officials not asking that as the number one question? Why, instead of sending their police to suppress dissent, are they not sending the police to question people who may know the answer to that question? There are many other questions that I'd like to know the answer. Questions about masks. I'm very willing to accept if the masks work, and I want to wear them. If they're going to protect other people from transmissibility, then I want to wear them. But the studies that I've seen indicate that they do not work against viral transmission for the most part. There are some that say they may work under limited circumstances. What I don't want to be told is they work and you're going to wear them and you better not ask questions about it. Most Americans and most of the people on this planet, we want leadership, but we don't want bullying. And we know the difference between bullying and leadership. We want to know the truth about hydroxychloroquine. We want to know why are we spending $18 billion on vaccines and only $1.4 billion on therapeutic drugs. What is the sense of that? There are many, many other questions that we in a democracy have a right to have answered without being called conspiracy theorists, without being vilified as being inconsiderate or being bad citizens. Everybody who's part of these demonstrations are people who are striving with their lives to become good citizens. Now, let me tell you what we need to do to win this battle. The only way we can win it is with democracy. We need to fight to get our democracy back, to reclaim our democracy from these villains who are stealing it from us. And you notice the people who are getting richest from this quarantine are the same people who are censoring criticism of the quarantine. Who is becoming the richest? Jeffrey Bezos. $83 billion he's made. And he owns Amazon, and he is censoring books that criticize the quarantine. Zuckerberg, who owns Facebook, who's made tens of billions of dollars by this quarantine, and he is censoring information that is critical of the quarantine. He censors my Instagram. He censors my Facebook. My Twitter page is also censored. And all of these people are the people who are making billions of dollars on the quarantine. And what I want to know is a simple question. Is the quarantine actually affected? You know, we've had plenty of pandemics in the past. In 1969, we had a Hong Kong flu pandemic that killed 100,000 people in the United States. It's the equivalent of 200,000 people today. That's the same number of people who are being killed by coronavirus. Did we go into lockdown? No. Did we wear masks? No. We went to Woodstock. We went to the Democratic Convention in Chicago and had huge crowds of people. Nobody was told to lock down and don't see your girlfriend and wear a mask and don't go out of your house and shut down your business and bankrupt every business in the country. Last year, there were 1.6 million people in the world who died from tuberculosis. We have 1.6 million people die every year from tuberculosis. We're not wearing masks. We're not on lockdown. What's the difference between tuberculosis and coronavirus? Tuberculosis has a vaccine, and the vaccine costs about $3. And that's why we're not on lockdown, because nobody is making $39 a vaccine or $300 a vaccine the way that Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson are making from this catastrophe. And that is the only reason that I can think of. And I'm happy if somebody tells me there's another reason. But let's hear it. Don't just shut me up. Don't just tell me that I can't debate. Here's what we need to do. We need to do exactly what you're doing today. We need to come out on the street and we need to stick together. What the big tech villains and scoundrels and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeffrey Bezos and Bill Gates and Tony Fauci want you to do is they want us fighting with each other. They want blacks fighting against whites. They want Republicans fighting against Democrats. They want everybody polarized. They want everybody fragmented. Because they know that if we all get together, we're going to start asking questions. And those are questions that they can't answer. Why are you getting rich? And why are we all getting poor? And what's the difference between tuberculosis and coronavirus? And why are we not wearing masks for the tuberculosis, but we are for the coronavirus? And where did it all come from? And all of those questions that we deserve an answer to, and we're not getting answered, we need to stick together. If you're a Republican or Democrat, stop talking about that. Stop identifying yourself. The enemy is big tech, big data, big oil, big pharma, the medical cartel, the government totalitarian elements that are trying to oppress us, that are trying to rob us of our liberties, of our democracy, of our freedom of thought, of our...
Okay, we'll go to the break and we'll finish up with RFK after the break, okay?
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Go straight back to Frank Kennedy just to finish up with Robert Kennedy's speech, okay?
Freedom of expression, of our freedom of assembly, and all of the freedoms that give dignity to humanity. And the last thing that all of us need to do is we need to stay educated and informed. And one of the things that I want to announce to you today is that Children's Health Defense, my organization, with the help of many of you who are in these crowds, is launching a journal, a daily journal, and we are going to weaponize information for you. We're going to tell you what the newest science is. We're going to take all the information that is censored everywhere else, and we're going to reprint it in our publication. And you can get that every day. So if you see something that is censored, we want to hear about it because we want to put it up. We are going to be the enemies of censorship. We are going to be the refuge. And we're going to allow debate. We're going to make sure it's civil debate We're going to encourage people to be nonpartisan. We're going to allow people to come and have different opinions than us. We are not scared of debate the way pharmaceutical company and Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeffrey Bezos and Tony Fauci are terrified of debate. We welcome debate. We want to hear if you've got a different opinion than me. I want to hear about it, and I want to see your science. And I want the public to hear us talking about it and debating about it, because the free flow of information, the cauldron of debate, is the only thing that allows governments to develop rational policies in which self-governance will actually work and triumph. You are on the front lines of the most important battle in history, and it is the battle to save democracy and freedom and human liberty and human dignity from this totalitarian cartel that is trying to rob us simultaneously in every nation in the world of the rights that every human being is born with. So thank you for your courage. Thank you for your commitment, and thank you for your brotherhood. And I can pledge to you that I will go down dying with my boots on, fighting side by side with all of you to make sure that we return these rights and preserve them for our children. And I will see all of you on the barricades. Thank you. Okay.
Very good, very good. Okay, well, we're right up against the top of the hour, but that that speech of Robert Kennedy is worth. He has a speech impediment from an illness he had, but it's outstanding what he says there. It's worth getting that transcribed. And previously to that, Dolores Cahill talking to James Corbett about upending this whole disaster by suing doctors for absolutely criminal negligence, that's putting it mildly, and ministers and governments. I always said that. I've been 5 years battering GPs in this program, but there's the proof for you. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break. I'll be back in a few minutes.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.